Oliver McMullen, Dramatic Narration Reel.
When I drew nigh the nameless city, I knew it was accursed. I was travelling in a parched and terrible valley under the moon, and afar I saw it, protruding uncannily above the sands as parts of a corpse may protrude from an ill-made grave. Fear spoke from the age-worn stones of this hoary survivor of the deluge, this great-grandfather of the eldest pyramid. And a viewless aura repelled me and bade me retreat from antique and sinister secrets that no man should see, and no man else had dared to see.
They waited patiently for what seemed a very long time, stamping in the snow to keep their feet warm. At last, they heard the sound of slow shuffling footsteps approaching the door from the inside. It seemed, as the mole remarked to the rat, like someone walking in carpet slippers that were too large for him and down at the heel, which was intelligent of Mole, because that was exactly what it was. There was the noise of a bolt shot back, and the door opened a few inches, enough to show a long snout and a pair of sleepy, blinking eyes.
"Now the very next time this happens," said a gruff and suspicious voice, "I shall be exceedingly angry."